Morning. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. You know, I did pick a topic which is timely, maybe not your topic, but a timely topic. Adar Rishon is here, and today's share is entitled Unmasking Adar Rishon. Go into understanding the halachas of this very unique month. I think the best way to begin share is with, I'm not sure you call it a riddle, but a question. Is anyone invited to a bar mitzvah in the next couple of weeks, next few weeks? No? Nope. Anyone going to bar mitzvah? Answer is, if you're going to bar mitzvah, it's fake news. There are no bar mitzvahs this month. Zero. Why? 13 years ago, there was only one Adar. This year, being a leap year, there's two Adars. And since we say, as we're going to go through soon, that when it comes to bar mitzvahs, you go by Adar Sheni, so any kid born 13 years ago is going to be bar mitzvah next month. So we'll talk about Rabbanim. Rabbanim, Rebbeim, have a reprieve. There is no bar mitzvahs for the next month. I know someone who went to bar mitzvah this past Shabbos, but that was in Nidcha. The family pushed off the bar mitzvah. I think someone else in the community was being bar mitzvah, so they pushed it off a week. But really, there should not be any real bar mitzvahs this entire month, all based on the fact that this year is a leap year. Yes?
The opposite effect, when it's 13 years after a leap year, and it's not a leap year, that's a Gabbai's nightmare.
Oh, yes. So, Mr. Mayeroff, you are 100% right. If 13 years ago was a leap year and this year would not have been a leap year, so you're cramming 2 months worth of bar mitzvahs into 1 month, you're right. It makes problems for Gabbayim, for party planners, the works. Yes. That's not so simple.
And you can do really weird things like the kid who was born on the first
Adar. Yes.
So
I gave a share once about Adar, a few years back. Actually, it was Nogian, my son. My son was born in Adar Rishon, my son Mordechai, my son Henoch too. But the year that Mordechai was bar mitzvahed, there was only one Adar. And he had the phenomenon where someone who was born after him actually was bar mitzvahed before him. He was literally almost a month older than someone else. But that person got bar mitzvah before him. That's, I'll call it, Adar, you know, for you, Harvey, Adar tees. Adar oddities or oddities? You're right, this is a little dangerous. But they all see we're having a good time. So today's share is not to go through all the weird oddities itself about Chodesh Adar, but rather what I'd like to focus on is understanding the real practical halachas and what's it based on. I think the first area to really delve into is the area of Yahrzeits. And that gives, I think, an interesting perspective. Oh, okay. So your father was Nifter in a leap year in Adar Aleph.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, so this comes up a lot. And we have Gabbayim here, and there are major, major hacks that comes up with Yahrzeits, so many different areas regarding this. And before we even begin the halachas, it's very important to always point this out. Anytime you're dealing with Yahrzeits, one of the biggest fights you could have in shuls are regarding Yahrzeits. We were talking before this year about seats. I dare say the fights about Yahrzeits and davening for the Amud could be bigger fights than even people fighting for seats. You're sitting in my seat. And the reasoning obviously behind it emotionally is people have this fixation that I have to daven for my parent, grandparent, you know, relative. And it could literally be, you know, very vehement, rough interactions people have trying to get to the Amud. And it's very kedai to know, I believe many Gedolim were fond of this practice, that many times it's a greater mitzvah to pass up the tefillah, pass up the Amud, let someone else daven for the Amud. Rather, and that would be a tremendous eloy for the neshama of the person that you would be davening for, than to get into any type of fight. It's a very, very big inyan to try to avoid fights in this area. Yes?
It's a little more than that. If you're getting in an argument over it, you're no longer really qualified to be leading the
team. Okay, and again with the technicality. Some are saying, yeah, if a person's really a rough character, yeah, doesn't necessarily qualify to be the Shlech Tzibur. Yeah, not so simple.
Rabbi, many people believe that a parent's yurtzeit has priority over everybody else. But I don't, if I'm wrong, but I don't think that that's true.
So, it depends, right. Yeah, you know, they're all different. Yeah, they're all different debates. I'm not going to go into all the lists of priorities, who gets what. And we're not just talking about the Amud. Also, there's no Gea Aliyos. People insist on getting Aliyos before Yuritzites. And it gets heated. And therefore, today, I think if we have more clarity in the halachos of Yuritzites regarding this month of Adar, the easier it will be for people to renege, people to give up, and pass on the Aliyos, the Amud, to other people. So if you look, I think before this is what we found in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simin Tav Kuf Samaches. Okay, I would like to go through the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah here inside. I think it's very insightful. And then we'll jump to other areas beyond Yartzeit. So let's start with Yartzeit. K'she'ira yom shemes aviv o'imo ba'adar v'ashan mu'beres. Parents, Yartzeit is in Adar, and it's a leap year. So we know there's a concept, which we'll talk about soon, about fasting on the yahrzeit of a parent. So the Mechaber writes, Yis'ana ba'adar sheni. You should fast specifically on the Adar sheni. That's what the Mechaber writes. Okay? So when it comes to yahrzeits, Mechaber is writing, let's go with Adar Sheni. Hagah comes along the Ramah, the Yeshom and the Siyana Barishon. The Ramah writes, no. Others say, fast Adar Rishon. Classic. You have a question. Mechaber goes one way, the Ramah goes the other. He just gives an exclusion in Lo Shemes B'Shanus Uber B'Adar Sheni. Unless it was a case where the person died in Adar Sheni, the Oz Noagim L'Sanas B'Sheni. Right? If a person was Nifter in the second Adar, then of course no one argues about that. Then of course you keep the second Adar as the Yahrzeit. And similarly the other way, like you pointed out before, if a person's relative was Nifter in Adar Rishon, it was Nifter in Leap Year, so then you keep in the future Adar Rishon. Right?
Yes.
The debate, the machlokas, Mechaber Ramah, is limited to a case where the year the person was Nifter was not a leap year. It was a regular year. And they're a Nifter and Adar. So when do you observe the Yahrzeit? Now that this year is a two-month Adar. Do you go with Adar Rishon? Go with Adar Sheni. So the Mechaber says we go with Adar Sheni. Ramah says we go with Adar Rishon. The Chayin HaMinag L'Sanas Barishon. The Ramah says this is the Minag. At least the Minag for Ashkenazim. So this is a classic right here. Machlokes Ashkenazim and Svardim. Svardim are going to go with the Mechaber that they'll observe the Yahrzeit Adar Sheni. Ashkenazim are going to go with, if they understand this Ramah, they're going to follow this Ramah, and they'll go with Adar Rishon. Now, the Ramah, though, signs off with an interesting line. Miu yish machmirin l'sanas b'shneim. There are some people that say, fast by both. Fast by both. And therefore, the Ramah is saying, I'm paskening, the minug is with Adar Rishon, but there is some legitimacy to doing it by Adar Sheni. So you know what? Fast by both. So yes, we're going to talk about this. Let me spell this out. There is this inyan of fasting on the day that a person's parent was nifter. And there are different minhagim. You know, there's an idea of tikkun that definitely in the Hasidic world is very big. And like many minhagim that involve food and parties, it spreads from the Hasidic world to the Ashkenazic world and can't tell the difference anymore. But so they're in the Hasidic world, they're very into giving tikkun and people don't fast. There also is an idea of people making a siyum.
I think so someone was talking about that. It's really Zed Talib Bezer. Really, the tikkun is really just the suit for the siyum.
Oh, that's really it should be.
And the siyum is so you don't have to fast because there's similar time before.
Right. But Rabbi Shaffron, I was spelling it out the way practically comes about. Right? There are some that do tikkun without a siyum. There are some that have it spread with a siyum. And the fact the person making a siyum, it's a baal simcha, so he doesn't fast. But there are those that fast. I was just with a yid this past week who just went through his father's yahrzeit, and he fasted. He dodged it halfway. Okay, good. But I saw a wonderful sefer, Sione Halachos, from Rabbi Sion Cook, very close Talmud of Rabbi Yashuv. And the way he records it, he doesn't just list Rabbi Yashuv's psakim, he gives you the actual wording of the back and forth. This person asked that, Rabbi Yashuv answered this. He said this, he literally must have taped it, has the word for word, the exchange that Rabbi Yashuv had with people questioning, asking him psak, and following up and questioning. So in this whole, I saw a discussion over there about fasting on dates that the person has yahrzeit. And Rabbi Yashuv was very strong that people should fast. He says it's brought down in the Gemara, and being the fact that the way Rabbi Yashuv viewed halacha, the fact it was brought down in Gemara, this idea, that's what the Mechaber is basing it on, that's something you don't knock off so easily. And even though there are different people that are arguing, okay, you know, a person is learning. You know, let's say a person has an ability, he's in kolel, takes a day off, he's going to learn on the yahrzeit of his parents. What a tremendous schus. And by fasting, it'll make it much harder for him to learn. Rebbe Yashuv was very strong. No, you shouldn't be mevatel, it's a gemara, you should fast. If a person was totally weak and wouldn't be able to learn or do anything, then Rebbe Yashuv said, no, what can you do? I guess then you're right, you shouldn't fast. But short of that, he was very strongly pushing that the person should fast. Very, very strongly pushing. And it was fascinating, you know, the arguments that Rebbe Yashuv was putting down. You know, he was even talking about someone teaching Torah for the Rabbim. Still, very strongly pushing that a person should fast. Now, this is an idea, again, you know, probably a lot of people don't even know these halachas well. You know, when do people learn Hilchos Avelos? Unfortunately, the answer is when they're in Avol. And it's a nice thing. Some of these organizations will either lend you or even nowadays give you a Sefer in Avelos. And okay, so people, you know, go through the halachas then, but it's a rough time, it's a busy time, and lav davka, a person's going through all these halachas and knows this stuff well. But it's an important, you know, it is something, a person who's able to fast. It's definitely a zchus for the nifter. Now let's go through the Mishnah Berurah over here. So let's start with Mem Aleph. Mishnah Berurah writes, first explaining the case, Shemes Aviv Olimo Ba'adar V'Hashanah Muberes. Ratzalom, Shemeshanah Shemes Bol Aviv L'Hayah Hashanah Muberes. We're talking about when a person was nifter in a regular year, wasn't a leap year. V'Hashanah Abayim Achaka Kesra Mishanah Muberes. So he's keeping a yahrzeit years later. And we know, every so often, we have leap years. Das Mechaber D'Stam Adar Hu Adar Sheni. The das of the Mechaber is, you want to know what Adar is? Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. The default setting always is, go to Adar Sheni. As we'll see, that's where we keep Purim. That's where lots of things are done. Mechaber says, you have a question? Go with Adar Sheni. The Yeshom Lehepach. And some people say when it comes to the month of Adar, v'nahapachu, you go the opposite way. Right? We say it's Adar Rishon. And Zok de Mishnah Berurah, the gam yesh bin yonenu tam. There's actually strong logic for the second way, to go after the first Adar. Why? De'im avionam mitzvos. Person has a chance to do a mitzvah now or tomorrow. We have a concept, do the mitzvah now. Exactly, don't push it off. So you could keep the mitzvah of yahrzeit now or next month. Zok de Chafetz Chaim, what's your shayla? Ein mavir na mitzvos. You have a chance to do the mitzvah now. Do the mitzvah now. Huh? Oh, so people argue back. Rabbi, what are you saying? Maybe this is not the mitzvah. So it sounds like from the Chafetz Chaim, no. Both of them are, look, this is Adar, that's Adar. The Rama would hold it both Adar. If they're both Adar, so then I have a choice of doing the mitzvah today and the mitzvah tomorrow. You're right. If you view it that Adar Rishon's nothing, so then this Svar is not a Svar. But once you're Machshev Adar Rishon to be an Adar, so then the Svar is, then you should grab that. Grab the mitzvahs. Rizu makdimen. Eim avion al mitzvahs. So that is the idea behind the Mechaber versus the Rama. Now we're going to explain a little more soon. Let's read the next Mishnah Berurah. Mil yesh machmir l'sanos b'shneim. So ayim wagen avram shemasek dim kibola b'neder l'sanos yom shemes po aviv o rabo. Now, when it comes to fasting, you could do it one of two ways. You could just accept it as a minhag, or a person sometimes can even make a neder. Right now, I'm saying I'm accepting upon myself to do this. It's also, he points out, there's a fast, Yom Shemesh Bo Aviv, O Rabo. Very interesting. Even people that know about the concept of fasting for a parent may not know there's also a concept of fasting on the yahrzeit of one's Rebbe. Right? We know the Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about a person has an aveda of his father and an aveda of his Rebbe. Really, a Rebbe comes first. Because a parent might bring a person into this world, but a Rebbe brings a person into the next world. And there's an idea of fasting on the yahrzeit of one's Rav. So the Magen Avraham writes, if a person made a neder, okay, I take a vow that I'm going to fast on the yahrzeit of one's father, or Rebbe. Mechuyiv l'sanos b'shneim. If you accept it as a neder, then you're going to have to do both. T'cheinu ikar l'dinah. T'chein kasav agra. So if a person actually accepted, I accept to fast on the yahrzeit of one's father, you have to keep both, the Magen Avraham says. Achein, im lo kibul v'feresh, rak mitzvah minhaga. If it's, I'll call more regular case, this is probably most people, they didn't make an actual nether. They just keep it, that's their custom. So Sheminik Lasanas Yom Shemes Baal Vimo. Ain't Sarak Lasanig La Olam Akamajol Van Rishon. Because it's Rami Law Shanamu Baris. If you're doing it as a custom, then you only have to do it the way you're accustomed to. So what did you do the first year by a leap year? Because then we say, whatever your custom is, you're going back to the way you did it the first time. Achein, bepamarishon, gufa, imbon limloch, keitz lasos. Exactly what you said, Menachem. Okay, but what do you the first time? I'm a Rav. What should I tell a person that comes to ask me? Anachem lomer lo, so the Chafetz Chaim says, you know what you should advise him? She's ana bishneim. Ideally, tell the guy, fast by both. If it's hard to fast by both, you should pick because that's the minhag in the Ashkenazic world. Okay? So the Chafetz Chaim over here is writing that if a person's relative passed away in a regular year, when it comes to Adar, the Iker Adar, according to the Mechaber, is Adar Sheni. According to the Ramah, it's Adar Rishon. But even in the Ramah's world, for sure if a person is Mechabal it as a Nether. But even if he didn't, there's strong basis to fast by both. So, well, the Chafetz Chaim gave a svara that there's a svara to picking the first one because ein mavirin al mitzvos. Seems at the same time we're not going to say the first is an ikker over the second. It might be better to do the first over the second because ein mavirin, but there's still room that the second adar you can't push away the second adar. If you and thus they're equal, and thus you're going to have to fast by both. So, huh? Yes, Harvey, two tikkuns, two fastings, whatever your person would do, do two. Yes.
This is fasting, but is the same Kaddish and the
so I'm going to get to those. Excellent. So I'll show you once we're here, that last line in the Mishnah Berurah. I was just asked, what about Kaddish and all the things that the Gabbai is nervous of? Achein, I'm just going to give you the last one in the Mishnah Berurah. Havelim ein tzrichim litin lo Kaddish el pamachas. Havelim, you're going to have to give him Kaddish one time. You're going to have to daven for the Amud one time. What that one time is, we'll talk and see. Now, so these are the halachas when it comes to yurtzeits. If you're a mechaber man, Adar Sheni. But if you're Ramah, if you're Ashkenazi, then the halacha is you follow Adar Rishon as your go-to month. But if possible, if the person is physically up to it, fast by both. Now let's skip to happier occasions. Let's talk about bar mitzvahs. We mentioned this to begin with. But let us go to Shulchan Aruch Arachai in Siman Nunhei. I want to see the Mishnah Berurah over there. There the Ramah writes, "Umishenoz ba'adar v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shasa ubar." If a person was born in Adar, but a regular year, but he gets bar mitzvah in a leap year, ein anasa bar mitzvah ad Adar Hasheni, he doesn't become a bar mitzvah only to the second month, Adar Sheni. So the Chora, there's a bomb question here. If you hold, like we said before, the Mechaber, when it comes to Yuritzites, there we follow Adar Sheni. So okay, this halacha makes sense. We're consistent. By Yuritzites and by bar mitzvahs, the Iker Adar is a second. But the Ramah told me earlier, what we saw earlier, by Yurtzeit, if you have a choice between the two, you go with Adarishon. So how come when it comes to bar mitzvahs, the same Ramah is telling you for bar mitzvah, go with Adar Sheni. We should have the riddle in the reverse. All the bar mitzvahs should be dafka this month. Next month we'll have it off, which is actually, you know, good timing, a month before Pesach, to have no bar mitzvahs. Right? If you'd ask, you know, the women of the world, you know, if we could schedule bar mitzvahs all in one month this year, should we do it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? I think all women would vote, let's do all the social engagements of bar mitzvahs and cooking from Adar Rishon. We'll have off the whole Adar Sheni straight into Pesach. Mamish, if I could find a heter for this, I'll be the most popular Rav in all the Beis Yaakovs.
Probably have a lot of people looking for marriages.
Yes. But Lamaisa, it's Pumfarkert. We schedule, right? Unfortunately, the Jewish calendar always works against women. But here, yeah. How's that for Valentine's Day? But Lamaisa, we're going to have all the bar mitzvahs in Adar Beis, not Adar Rishon. Why? That sounds like an absolute stira to what the Ramal wrote, Lagabi Yeretzites. So first let's see what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. And then we'll extrapolate more. The Mishnah Berurah writes, and then, hey, in and out of bar mitzvah. So he's bothered by Bekiyas Kasha. Avagav the Kvar Kasav Mechaber Siftes. The Mechaber wrote earlier in Siftes, the Chodesh Iber Bechlal, that when counting a kid for his bar mitzvah, we're counting with it the leap month. I think there's a kid who's born in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Don't say he's bar mitzvah after 12 months. No, if he was born in Nisan, the bar mitzvah has to be in Nisan. Don't think he gets off for good behavior because he's 12 years and 12 months. It's not the way it works. But a kid who was born in Rosh Chodesh Adar, have him in a Nasa Bar Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. I would think he's Bar Mitzvah in Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Because that's already Adar. Okay. Kamash Malon, this is what the Chavetz Chaim writes. The Adar Rishon lo nikra Adar. Adar Rishon is not called Adar. Ela Chodesh Iber Mikri. Adar Rishon is a fake. It's not Adar. It's the leap month. Sharei in Koran is a Megillah ba'Adar Rishon. We don't read the Megillah in Adar Rishon. Vanam be'inun yud gimel shalom shleimet. You need 13 full years. How you can make the kid bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon? Zot the Chavetz Chaim. I'll tell you why you don't do Adar Rishon. Because Adar Rishon is not an Adar. It's a fake. It's the leap month. So this only builds up our question, right? How could the same Ramah then write, when it comes to Yurtzeit, we do go with Adar. Make up your mind. Is Adar Rishon an Adar or not? It's very confusing. We saw clearly by Yurtzeit, we were saying Adar Rishon is an Adar, right? It's really what you asked me before, right? According to the Ramah. You have to say, and maybe the Mechaber will say, it's not Eim Avir in all mitzvahs, because Adar Rishon doesn't count. I can hear that argument for the Mechaber. But when we were saying the Ramah, we said it has to be the Adar Rishon's and the Adar. So I have a choice to do it Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Eim Avir in all mitzvahs tells me to do it the first one. That's how I understood it before by Yurtzeit. By Yurtzeit, it was clear that we were counting Adar Rishon as a valid month of Adar. But now here, when it comes to bar mitzvahs, the Chavetz Chaim is writing, explaining the Ramah. You know why we only observe bar mitzvahs in Adar Beis? Because that's the real Adar. When you ask the real Adar to stand up, Adar Sheni is going to stand up. Adar Rishon is going to take a seat. He's an imposter. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is writing here. So how come by Yurtzeits? Yes. Yeah. So,
you're born on Adar Aleph, the bar mitzvah would be on Adar Aleph.
Yes, that would be.
Yes.
If you're born out of Aleph, your bar mitzvah would be an out of Aleph. I think here what we're debating is only the case of where you're born in a regular year and your bar mitzvah is on a leap year.
Right, so you're born on a leap year.
Right. Shatter, right. Your bar mitzvah is also going to be.
It's also a leap month.
Right.
So you still be born.
Right. Because we'll call it, you're born fake month, your bar mitzvah is fake month.
You can't have bar mitzvahs in the first month.
Yeah. Yeah. But the question is, this still sounds like a pretty strong stira, is Adar Rishon according to the Ramah, is that an Adar or not? Now, the source of this is the Levush. If you look over there in the Shaar Tzion Os Mem, the basis of that is the Levush. Now, according to this Pshan the Levush, I don't know, it does sound like a stira. It does not sound, make up your mind, is Adar a month or not a month? But I'll give you, though, the another pshat in the Levush. If you look right after there, it's an Achron, the Levush. The old kasha the Levush, la'inim yishanol ba'adar b'shana pshuta, b'shnas yud gimol shalo, is born in a regular year. But on the bar mitzvah year, nis'avra hashana, nis'avra lo v'lo nasa bar mitzvah adar sheni. Now he explains. V'yap l'agav shim avir na'al mitzvahs. Didn't we just say before by Yeretzayit that we don't pass up the mitzvos? Time achrina ikahacha. Here there's a different reason. Here the Levush sounds like he is explaining to us and working out the difference between Yeretzayit and bar mitzvos. Shari kashuhu nasa bar mitzvah, nasa gamkein bar onish bebezdin shal mata. When you become a bar mitzvah, it comes with responsibility. Right? Now you could get punished. So you give the guy a stay. When it comes to bar mitzvahs, let's push off the Levush's writing. Let's push off the time for the bar mitzvah. Push it off. So you know it by other pshuta. You know what? Yeah, let's push it off. Don't punish the kid earlier. Push it off to Adar Sheni. According to this Levush, it makes sense. Really, by Yeretzayit, of course you could count Adar Rishon. He's arguing what he wrote before. Adar Rishon is also called Adar. And really, there is a din of Ein Ma'avir in all mitzvos when it comes to Yeretzayit. But this is not viewed as a din of Ein Ma'avir in all mitzvos. Rather, this is viewed, according to Levush, as, look, we're giving, helping out the kid, we're having Rachmanas on him. He's not going to get punished for another month.
So it sounds like this is an unusual case. It's simply because you're going to end up, the child's going to end up with the burden of adulthood and responsibility.
Right.
Give him a break, it's like a loophole.
Right. We're saying this specifically by bar mitzvahs. But you're right, by other things, Adar Rishon, 100% valid. That's what he seems to be saying over here. I did find, just this morning, and it troubles me, I found a piece, this wonderful sefer Mevak Shei Torah, this Israeli Torah journal, where it quotes one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's children, Rav Tveria, I believe, this Rav Orbach, that he asked the kasha pumfakert. If there's a concept, right? Josh, there's a concept. I have a chance to do a mitzvah today, a mitzvah tomorrow. Gotta do it now. Zriza makdimim, ein ma'avir na'al mitzvos. I can't think of a greater ein ma'avir na'al mitzvos than telling a bar mitzvah boy, wait a month to begin doing mitzvos. This whole argument, oh, you know what? Let's push it off a month. This way you won't get punished. You're pushing off mitzvos. That's the ultimate ma'avir in all mitzvos. So you'll tell me the shtick. No, it's only a ma'avir if there, once there is a chiyuv to pass up the chiyuv. So I'll preempt it. I won't give him a chiyuv. But it's hard to hear. How can we do such a thing? Rav Orbach goes as strong as saying it must be, going back to the argument before, the other Rishon is not called an other. And therefore, you want to know why he's bar mitzvah and Adar Sheni? Because that's Adar. His birthday was an Adar. His birthday didn't happen yet. Adar is Adar Beis. That's how he argues. But again, then you're going to be run into issues. So what about by Yurtzites? So on both sides, this is a very schwer, not simple parsha. It's the Ramah. It's a steer in the Ramah. When it comes to Yurtzites, we're giving you a choice. They both count.
What do you do with the bar mitzvah boy here that is also a kid who has to deal with Yurtzite as well?
Oh, yeah, those are the toughest shilas, you know? Really, a Yurtzite has kedima for mafter over bar mitzvah bachar. But those are the things that get... Again, that's we started off with talking about how heated things could be when it comes to. So in general, hold on. In general, with these things, you know, it's best always to be mevater. Now, I want to run through a few other halachas. But look, whether we answer the steer or not, the halacha is the halacha. So we see the Ramah when it comes to bar mitzvahs go with Adar Sheni. We see the Ramah when it goes to Yurtzites goes ideally with Adar Rishon. But there is an Inyan, as we'll expand on in a moment, to fast by both. Now in terms of Purim, why is it that we keep Purim specifically the second Adar, not the first Adar? So if you tell me again that Adar Rishon is nothing, okay, so that's why we keep the Adar Sheni. But...
Yeah.
There's another Lavush, says what you said, that the reason why we have Purim, again, same type of thing, boy, the women would be happy. You know, do you know what it is to get so much junk food and so much food a month before Pesach?
It's a different problem.
Right? It's a different problem. But wouldn't it be easier on the leap year to make Purim Adar Rishon? People would be very happy about that. But Zakt Lavush, the reason why we don't do that is because Someh Geula LeGeula. We want to put one redemption next to another redemption. And the redemption of Purim should be close to the redemption for Mitzrayim. Bayam Mahim Bazman Azeh. And therefore, that's why they're always going to be close to each other. So really, in Chadami, the first Adar is an Adar, according to this Teretz. But we push off Purim because we want to put it next to Pesach, even with all the stress that involves. This Tuesday is a special day. Does anyone know why? Don't tell me what you're going to say. This Tuesday is a special day. This Tuesday is Zayin Adar, which happens to be the Yurtzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. But for those people who were involved, and they deserve their own share in the tremendous, tremendous mitzvah of Kavod HaMeis, the Chevra Kedisha, all across the world, there's a minhag to have a suda. Really, they fast and go through a whole thing, a whole day of tshuva, chas hashom, if they did anything wrong to a meis. They observe a tainis on Zayin Adar. So when do you observe, when does a Chevra Kedisha observe this Zayin Adar commemorance? The Zayin Adar fast day, the Zayin Adar Suda. When is that observed? Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni.
It should probably be tied to Yurtzeit.
Uh-huh.
So
the Mishabura, Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Kuf Pei. To go back in the calendar. Right, when was Moshe Rabbeinu Nifter? Adar Aleph, Adar Rishon.
Okay. What if someone is Nifter in Adar Rishon? Do you...
So we've talked about this. If you Nifter Adar Rishon, you keep Adar Rishon. But in terms of Zayin Adar, which really doesn't matter on the Moshe Yurtzeit, when it actually was, because we're dealing with the custom of a Chevra Kedisha to keep Zayin Adar. It's already post-Moshe Rabbeinu. So there, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you do it by the first Adar. First Adar. So practically speaking, those who know that there are Chevra Kedishas, I would assume most Chevra Kedishas here will be keeping Zayin Adar this week, this Tuesday. However, I saw brought down, you have to always have Hak, in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to keep Adar Sheni. So the Chevra Kedisha of the Badatz Yerushalayim will not be fasting this Tuesday. Not be having Zayin Adar. Huh?
I fast both of them.
Oh. It's funny, by this halacha, I did not see anyone who takes both. Because it's different than a Yahrzeit. It's not the same thing as a Yahrzeit. Really here, it's commemorating, it's a date. When's the date of Tainis Zayin Adar? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Adar Rishon, but there is in Yerushalayim, people go the other way. And I think you see from here a very important thing. Rabbi Neumann Zatzal used to point this out in the Yeshiva a lot. Is even though something sometimes might be clear in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says Adar Rishon, that's not a stira to the fact that in Yerushalayim they're keeping Adar Sheni. Because the Chafetz Chaim wrote Mishnah Berurah as a general halachic sefer, but not to contradict people's personal minhagim. If the minhag Yerushalayim was Adar Sheni, you have 100% right. You're not going against the Mishnah Berurah to do Adar Sheni. In Europe, Chafetz Chaim's writing, that was the minhag. This is what it is. This is what I'm writing in the Sefer. But a person has a clear minhag against the Mishnah Berurah, that's okay. We brought up before our yard site, davening for the Amud. So I have in the bottom of the sheets over here, Shlomo Zalman does talk about davening by both. Sharabim Machmir and Lavel of Neateva Gamba Adar Sheni. Poor Gabbai. There are people that have yard sites. Shlomo Zalman talks about the idea of davening by both. Me'ina Gisa, I found from Rabbi Yoshev in the previous mentioned Sefer of on Hilchas Avelos from Rav Kook. So there, Rabbi Yoshev clearly says you only need to do it by the first. Davening for the Amud, only the first. You don't have to do the second. For an Ashkenazi person, just daven by the first Adar. So they bring in the Sefer. There was a point the person hocked him and hocked him about doing it. He says, okay, you could daven by both. And Rav Kook is Masber, very interesting thing. And it's also important for Gabayim and for people in the crowd too. Rav Yoshev was insistent. This is his perspective. He says, davening for the Amud, for many people, is not simple. Most people are not natural chazanim. Anyone knows Rabbi Yoshev, he had a taste for music. Most people are not natural chazanim. Chach, you have to hold the tzibur hostage when you have your tzeit. Okay, so you do that, you know, hopefully, you know, as least as possible. But because the shul's mazel, that your parent, this person's parent was nifter, you know, and Adar, so you're going to daven twice? No. Adar Rishon, just once. The second guy who was hocking him, he happened to be a chazan. He was a chazan. So he also says, okay, you're a bar hachi, you could do it twice. But really, it's a balance. The Iker Din really also says once. You're going to push, but I want to be Mahachmir and do twice. Okay, let's weigh it. There is an element of, okay, some inyan of davening twice, but there's also other elements. How about weighing the fact that people have to sit through your davening? Now, unfortunately, some, you know, usually it's the chazanim who take more advantage than others. You know, people don't realize that, their davening may not be the most pleasant thing for others. But Rabbi Yoshev says, take note, do it once. Have rachmanos. I saw Rabbi Yoshev gives another fascinating psak. We know this is an idea, and it's a big shaila in halacha. You know, even if you put aside the fasting on a person's yahrzeit, is a person on the day of a person has yahrzeit for a parent, is he allowed to go to a wedding? Very, very, very not poshut. People don't think of these things. Again, this is another one of the Hilchos Avelos, which unfortunately people may miss. Is that the day that a person has yahrzeit, really it's years later. It's a different day, okay? Talk about fasting, but really a person should not go to a wedding. So the question was posed to Rabbi Yoshev, Okay, so let's say in this situation, a person has Yartzeit, he keeps Adar Rishon. What about Adar Sheni? Magen Avraham did talk about fasting by both. Talk about maybe saying Kaddish by both. It's not hurting anybody. So, what about that? So, we also, if I have it in print here, on the bottom, Sha'afel pi she'gam ba'adar sheni gamkin tzarech lomar Kaddish. You're going to say Kaddish by Adar Sheni. Makom makom, u'lech l'chachna yesh l'hakol. Where Yosef is ready to be Mekel for him to go to a chasna on the day of the Yartzeit, if it was an Adar Beis when he already kept Adar Rishon. Fascinating. Two other quick halachas. Let's say a person has a contract. And you make the contract, you finish the job by Adar. Which Adar? So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Kosher Mishpat, Simon Mem Gimel, as well as Yerodea, Simon Reish Chaf, that Mechaber Ramah over there seemed to say it's Adar Rishon, because there you're going with the language of people. When people say Adar, what do they mean by Adar? They mean the first Adar. It's a due date. When's the construction going to be finished? Adar. We go with Adar Rishon. Of course, there is a Bach and a Shach that argue over there and say, no, Adar Sheni, Stam Adar. People are thinking of Purim. They're thinking about excitement. So, okay, have a machlokas there. So, what basically emerges from the share, before I get to one last halacha, is you have to know, don't just assume, well, for this halacha, the rabbi told me, I go with Adar Rishon, so I assume for this. No. You have to know everything can be different. It's complicated, right? These nuances in our calendar only make for things more trouble, more challenge, and a person should ask a shayla by each of these individual things what they should do. But let's end off on a happy note. Someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky the following shayla. Exactly. Halach is Mishenechnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. One nafkamina of Marbin Besimcha, besides the fact you should be happy and jolly every day, is there's actual halachic nafkaminas. A person has an elective surgery. You could do it now, or you could do it in the summer. You could do it Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Av. Shulchan Aruch says you should avoid doing things in the Chodesh Av. Chodesh Av is known as bad mazel. If you have any time of the year to schedule an elective surgery, do it specifically in Adar. But frekt someone to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, does that idea of mazel Adar to do a surgery, to do something specifically planned to do in Adar, does that apply to Adar Rishon? And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said yes. Mishenechnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. We should all be zocha to a month full of happiness, joy, and just flow in from Adar to Nisan, Nisan Asidin Ligol. Thank you very much.